Now, the news many of you are really waiting to hear. In baseball's National League, the Atlanta Braves beat the Houston Astros today to stay alive in the playoffs. Both teams now have two victories in a best-of-five series. And in the American League, the Boston Red Sox have another chance at the World Series this year if they can knock off their arch-rival, the New York Yankees. Their first game is Tuesday night. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us now for a look at the playoffs. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jennifer.
So in the first round, we have had some dramatic moments.
We actually have, drama in typical Boston and New York fashion, really. In the third game of the series against Anaheim, Boston lost a 6-1 lead. Everyone in Fenway Park was going, oh, not again. You know, they're all aware of Boston's tortured past. And then the Red Sox won on a dramatic home run in extra innings. There was pandemonium and hope in Fenway Park. yesterday, with the New York Yankees trailing Minnesota in the eighth inning, 39-year-old Ruben Sierra came to the plate with two men on base. A home run could tie the game, and those Yankees would once again get back in a game that appeared lost. Sierra did it. He hit a home run. The Yankees went on to win, fortifying their reputation as the greatest winning baseball team ever.
So now we're waiting for the Yankees-Red Sox matchup again.
We are indeed.
Do you offer any hope for Red Sox fans?
Of course, history is against them. The Yankees have toyed with this team for so long. Boston, however, says this incarnation of their team has the ability to change the course of history. If anything, Boston has the hair to do it. There are lots of long hair and beards on that team. Maybe it's the Samson phenomenon. But as far as baseball skills, the Red Sox have better pitching and a power-hitting lineup. But the Yankees may not have as many big home run hitters, but they've probably got more offensive talent overall. And as we said, they've got that history on their side.
And remind us, the last time the Red Sox won a World Series?
That would be 1918. And if you forget that, that's what Yankee fans cheer every time Boston comes to New York.
Okay, so no one's holding their breath. But with the attention on Boston and New York, is anyone paying attention to the other playoffs in the National League?
Well, people in Los Angeles, St. Louis, Houston, and Atlanta are, but I must tell you, after watching L.A. pitcher Jose Lima shut down the powerful St. Louis Cardinal batters last night, I think a lot of people around the country may be rooting for the Dodgers to hang around a little longer, at least so they can see Jose Lima pitch again. I mean, it was such a joy to watch his enthusiasm, his fist pumping and cheerleading. He had 55,000 Dodger fans screaming and standing, and suddenly a rather dull series was full of life. And considering several high-profile incidents at the end of the regular season, one player threw a chair at some heckling fans and broke a woman's nose, another angry player threw a plastic bottle into the stands after it had been tossed onto the field. Considering these, it was nice to see a big league ball player like Lima connecting with fans in such an exuberant way.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jennifer.